Welcome to the podcast editing and support show. My name is Dave. Are you ready? Let's go. We're going to start the episode right now. Happy to have you here. Let's do this. That's right. Welcome back to the podcast editing and support show. Dave here. Glad to have you back. We are now proudly on Captivate.fm. This is where our podcast now lives. We've moved from Spotify for Podcasters over to the great team at Captivate. And there's a link in the show notes if you want to try Captivate. We're brand new here, so we're checking it all out. Smells nice. Nice people. And fun to use. So really easy transition from Spotify for Podcasters over to Captivate. The only one thing that we're working through in the moment is our connection with YouTube so that our podcast episodes automatically go to YouTube through their RSS ingestion. So the team there is helping me work through that detail, make sure I'm doing it right. But you're listening to the episode, so you found us, and we're here on Captivate.fm. Really enjoying the platform, and I'm enjoying their podcasts that they have. So I'll put links to their shows here in the podcast as well, so you can check out the great people at Captivate.fm. Yes, we love Captivate. So there you go. We're here. We're enjoying it, and we would love to invite you to come join us. So we have an affiliate link down in the notes if you're interested, and click away and come join us over here on Captivate if that's where you're looking for a home for your podcast. It's really quite fun. So come and join us. It's great here. So we're joining here today to talk about podcast editing and how we can master this and how editors elevate speech and sound quality for their clients here on the Podcast Editing and Support Show. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Here we go. So podcast editing involves a meticulous process where podcasters focus on enhancing various aspects of the audio content of a podcast. And we're going to look at four different things that a podcast editor will do for you and your show to make you sound amazing. Because that, at the end of the day, is the most important thing. What we're asking of you as hosts is to invest in yourself, give yourself the best audio quality possible to create your show. Please do that. That's really important. But we can do some stuff for you behind the scenes that might seem small to you, but it's a lot of work. And we're going to look at some ways that we can help you during the editing process to make you just sound so good. So good. And your listeners will be like, wow, you're a pro. And behind the scenes, you're like, yeah, I got a great team. So if you're looking for somebody who can do this for you, I myself am an audio editor. I myself help people with their podcast websites. I myself help you get all your podcasts loaded to all the different apps in the world to get your voice out there. Come check out podcasteditingandsupport.com and come and see me. I'd love to help you. But today we're going to talk about four things, again, around the podcast editing process where we can make you sound great. And the first one is all around having naturalistic speech in your podcast. We can download a program that will do all of the editing for your show. You can do it as well. You can go to something like Descript and download it, drop your podcast in there, and let AI take over and do it all for you. You can. You can do that. You can pay the monthly fee and just grab that and off you go. You're good to go. There's a little bit of caution in there because, again, you're relying on a program as smart as it is. It still doesn't have the human touch that an audio editor can do for you in your show. So my advice to you is to work with a human being. And I'm saying that because I am a human being and I'm also an editor. So yes, I'm a little biased towards what I can do for you over something like Descript, which I have used in the past. It's got some amazing tools, but there's some things that it does that take the humanity out of your voice and out of your episode. I was on a podcast as a guest recently, and when I got the audio back from my interview as a guest on their show, they ran it through something like Descript. And what happened is they just decided to take out every gap in silence and breaks. And when you do a thoughtful pause like this, that would be cut out. So it'd be instead, when you do a thoughtful pause like this, that would be cut out. See what I mean? there's no thoughtful pause, because there's a setting in these tools where you can eliminate any kind of gaps, any silence, any breaks for a certain period of time, for a length of time, or every break. You can remove all the ums and the ahs, but sometimes an and an ah is actually attached to a word. Yeah. You'll actually end up with yeah. And you'll have this hard break where it's removed the words that you want it to remove. And what happens is it dehumanizes the sound of your show. And it's very obvious when I listen to a podcast that has been run through an AI tool, you can hear that if it hasn't been checked over by a human after the fact, that is really evident that an AI tool has done the editing for you. Now, was that bad? No, it's not, if that's what you want for your podcast. But as a podcast editor, my job is to make your podcast sound natural. That naturalistic speech that comes through as a human talking to other humans. Sometimes AI gets in the way and removes some of the natural ways that you and I communicate to each other. The way our voice trails off, the way our voice has a gallop, a cadence to it. When we get excited, we start talking faster. When we get really sad, we start talking slowly, and we seem to exaggerate the syllables in our speech. See, that happens as we are human beings. And AI, as good as it is in the moment, just can't compare to a human talking to a human. So that's why I'm defaulting back to why having a human editor can ensure that your podcast sounds natural. Editors listen. We listen keenly for your speech patterns and that a rhythmic kind of authentic sound and flow of your voice that just naturally happens when you come to the mic. I think you're hearing it just as I talk to you now. I have pauses. I have a gait to my voice, similar to how somebody would walk, or as you watch a horse gallop across the field. There's a cadence. You can see the pattern. And when we look at an audio form, we can see it on the screen when our voice kind of trails off and gets really kind of quiet, or when we get really loud and boisterous and we're excited. Wow! We can see the spikes on our screen, and we can accent and make those really have a punch to them. We want a natural flow to our podcast. This entails ensuring that the host delivery is smooth, it has appropriate cadence and inflections and pauses. For example, they might smooth out any awkward pauses or remove instances of stuttering to maintain a seamless listening experience. Right? I had a guest on my show who stutters but has a podcast. And I could easily throw that episode into a tool and it would fix my guest stuttering. But that's who they are. And they have a podcast around stuttering. So why would I de-stutter someone who has a podcast to help people with their stuttering? Does that sound right to you? No, no. So that's a podcast that I can't throw into an AI tool and come out with a great product, because it's going to change the sound of my guest to the point where they're unrecognizable. Like I said, when I went on another podcast as a guest, I was unrecognizable to my wife. I played the episode for her and she's like, "Why do you sound like a distracted squirrel? Like you'd never take a breath in that episode." And it's because the host put me through a tool and removed all of the gaps, the breaths, everything that makes Dave, Dave, was taken out by an AI tool, posted to her podcasting hosting site and done. Probably by a team, probably not by the host, and probably not listened to after the fact. And so what I did is I took a copy of that, and on the How to Podcast series, I actually went in and added in the silences that would be part of my natural speech and extended the length of my episode by several minutes just by putting back in some of the humanity into what AI did to my voice. It's quite interesting. So we want natural speech in our podcast, and an editor, a human editor, can do that for you because, again, we're really good at human things. Nothing about us is artificial. We're real people. And we want to make a real, really good sounding podcast for you as a host. Number two is in our podcast editing, we want intelligibility. So that's a hard word to say without practicing. Intelligibility, wow, say that five times. It's that clarity of speech. It's paramount to our podcast. Editors work to ensure that every word spoken is really easily understood by the audience. We might adjust the levels and volume. We might work through the balance of any parts of where the host's voice is too soft or too loud, ensuring that consistent volume is there throughout the podcast. Your podcast needs to be intelligible to your listeners. And the one thing is you want to do is you want to make sure that your listener who is driving down the road is not distracted by extremely loud sounds that come in. One podcaster I heard mentioned that they had this really interesting boom noise that they used in their podcast. And the volume of the boom within the episode was probably three times louder than the voice of the host in the podcast. So one of their listeners reached out to them and said, "Hey, love your show, but can you please get rid of that boom? I was driving down the road listening to your show and I had you nice and loud so I could hear you as a host. And then the boom happened. I almost drove off the side of the road thinking my tire exploded because that boom was three times louder than your voice. And it totally threw me off. I was scared for my life. Please never do that again." Remember, it might sound cool to you to have this cool boom sound, but if your boom sound makes somebody drive off the road, that's not a good experience for your listener. And if you don't fix that, they're never coming back, right? Don't cause an accident with your podcast. Make sure you're thinking about your listener. Your podcast has to be intelligible. Your podcast has to be something that people will tune into and go, "Oh, this is for me." And even if you want to add in that little boom sound, make sure that the boom sound doesn't boom your audience right into the ditch. Your podcast needs to be intelligible. So watch those louds and softs. You don't want your audience to be reaching for the volume to turn up your guest because they're way quieter than you are and turn you down when you come on the mic because you're super boomy. You want to make sure your audience never has to touch the volume button when they press play on your episode. That's your job. One of the tools that I used in my work to make everything level, it's called Levelator. And simply what I do is I bring in my audio tracks before I start my editing and I level them out. I make sure that my voice isn't louder than my guests, and then my guest's voice isn't quieter than my voice. And Levelator is a great free tool that you can put on your computer, drag and drop the audio in. It's free. Again, it's free, everyone. Podcastforfree.com. I have all my links, all my free tools I use, including Levelator. You can use this tool and drag and drop your stuff in, and it'll do all the work for you. It's a great tool. You should be using that. As you're a podcast editor, new editor, try Levelator. It's a great tool. You'll learn to love it. Super easy to use. I would highly recommend it. Make your podcast intelligible. The intelligibility of your podcast is key for your listeners to come back to the next episode. Number three is, as podcast editors, the human side of us, we would love to help you set the scene in your podcast. Creating an immersive listening experience involves establishing natural sounding settings. This includes incorporating background sounds that complement without erasing the content or struggling for your listeners to hear your words. You should never have anything in the background that overpowers your voice and makes people go, "I can't hear you. That sound is too loud." Make sure that you have, if you are going to have anything in the background, that it's not overbearing, it's not too long. You don't have a 1-hour podcast with music the entire time that you're wrestling to hear the voice of the host. Don't do that. The background sounds need to complement the content without overpowering it. For instance, if the podcast discusses outdoor activities, subtle nature sounds like chirping birds or rustling leaves might be there to enhance and add to the ambiance. So here's a little sample. I had a guest on my Living the Next Chapter podcast, and he lives here in Canada. And we were talking about, when we hit record, we came right in, I introduced him, asked him to tell everybody where he lives, and we started talking about moose. And in Canada, North America, we have moose. They're tall, gangly-looking animals. They're like the size of a Clydesdale horse, but skinny little legs. And some people here call them swamp donkeys. They're not the most smart animal in the world, but they can be quite dangerous if they're pissed off. They can come after you hard. But they are notorious for crashing into cars, cars crashing into them. They're huge animals, and I was chased by one, and my guest was also chased by one. And what we did is we got off on this tangent at the beginning of the episode, and then when we were done recording, we're like, you know what, maybe we should move that to the end. So we did. We took the entire contents of the beginning of the episode, and we moved it to the very end of the podcast, because, again, it had nothing to do with why the guest was on the show. Very distracting. And if you're listening to the show, you're like, why are these two dudes talking about moose? So weird. So random. But what I did is I took his story, his moose story. He was walking his kids to the bus out in the country. And as he was walking back, a moose and a baby moose ran out in front of him and he got chased. So I'm thinking, as he's telling the story, I'm like, I should really add some sounds to this. So I did. And here's what it sounded like. And again, we took this whole beginning of the episode and I moved it to the very end after the exit credits, everything was done and added as bonus content at the end of the episode. But here's an example of adding ambiance to a story to enhance the listening experience for you, the listener. It's just an example of what you can do in a podcast. Again, no AI tool can do this currently to this extent and with this kind of detail. So this is what a human editor can do for you to jazz up your podcast and give your listeners something fun to listen to that they might not get through an AI tool. Again, working with a human editor can do things like this. Hope you enjoy. Back in a sec.
And then he starts growling at something. So I turn around and there's a little baby moose that darts out from one set of trees on one side of the road and runs across the street into the other trees on the other side of the road. And I was like, oh, cool, baby moose. I'm yelling to my kids at the bottom of the hill, like, baby moose, look, baby moose. And they're like, they can't get me, right? And then they're like, okay, whatever, it's gone now. We keep walking. And then my dog turns around and starts growling again. And I'm like, I turn around and sure enough, mama moose had come out. And I'm like, I don't know why I didn't think of this, but there's a baby moose. There's going to be a mama moose. So right. Mama moose is just staring me down. I'm like, oh. So I turn around. I'm like, come on, buddy. Let's go. We start walking briskly. And I turn around look over my shoulder. And it starts, it's not full out running at me, but it's starting to gallop, you know, quickly to me. So I'm like, so I just turn around. I just start sprinting. So again, this is winter time. I'm full winter gear, snow pants, winter boots, like the whole deal. I start yelling at my kids. I'm like, run in the house. Run in the house. I don't know if they didn't hear me or they didn't move at all. Anyway, so me and the dog are just booking it, trying to get back to our house. We're about two houses away. Full on sprint. In the meantime, the bus at the top of the hill comes around the corner to come pick up my kids. And so the bus driver is just like basically sees watching me like run really crazy with a mom who was chasing me. So anyway, long story short, we run around kind of like we've got big hedges. Sort of around the hedges and run into the sort of little alcove, kind of our side door. And I didn't know this at the time. I'm glad I know now because I'll handle it better. But moose have like terrible eyesight. So if they kind of lose sight of you, they just kind of lose you completely.
So creating a scene for your podcast, like we just did there for Deepak's podcast, that was a great example of being chased by a moose and all the audio that goes along with that. Pretty fun, right? And we could do that for you as human editors. So if you want that kind of sound in your show, downloading an AI tool at this very moment in March of 2024 doesn't have the capability to do that, what I just played for you. It's coming possibly in the future, yes, but right now, a human editor is your best choice to get that kind of setting the scene for your show and for your listener. The last part of this, in looking at what podcast editors look for during editing sessions, is eliminating distractions. So often as podcasters, we do everything we can to create a great listening experience for our guests. But things happen. Things just happen. I podcast in my home, and I sit beneath a window. I'm in the basement, so I'm looking up right now over my monitor to a blocked out window, and right next to me is my neighbor. Now, my neighbor's retired. Him and his wife have like 5 vehicles. He has a motorcycle. He has a boat. He's got a trailer. He's got everything. And he likes to tinker in his driveway, which is literally 20 feet from me. So motorcycles go by my window because he parks in the backyard. I have his cars. I have him tinkering, raking leaves, cutting the grass. In the winter, he's blowing the snow with a snowblower. A lot of noise from this neighbor. And I have no control over his day. I kind of know his routine. So I know when there's a window to record, and sometimes he just surprises me out of the blue. So I can't control that. And as podcasters, it's a struggle to find that quiet space. And if you have small kids, if you have dogs, if you have telephones, anything could happen. So we want to do as best as we can as podcast hosts to give our editors the cleanest recording possible. So podcast hosts, when you're recording your episode, shut your phone off, put it on silent. Having those dings go off constantly, not good. Have a glass of water beside you and drink. When you have a runny nose, don't make the sound into the mic. Get a Kleenex. Get a tissue. Wipe your nose. Don't make that sound. Clearing your throat. Hit mute before you clear your throat if someone else is talking. All these little things help your editor to give you the best audio experience back. You can do that when you're recording, and I would encourage you to do so because you'll get a better product back. But we need to eliminate distractions as much as possible. And editors, meticulously comb through your podcast audio to remove any kind of distracting noises, anything that would detract from the listening experience for your listeners. This could range from technical issues like buzzes, pops, tinniness, clicks, mouth clicks. I'm not going to do one because that's annoying to you. Anything like that would distract your listener. A barking dog, a doorbell, a telephone, any of those things that could interrupt the flow of the show derails your listener. Remember, they're listening out of context. All they have is the point of reference is your voice and the voice of your guest. So any of that stuff is going to derail them as listeners and get them off track. Okay? So you want to eliminate that. A, as a podcast host, and B, as a podcast editor, take out all the noise that detracts from the message. Anytime that the dog barks in the background, it just annoys your listener and just it detracts from the message. We want to make sure our podcast is seamlessly flows and that we remove any distraction without compromising the flow of the conversation. And when you hire a podcast editor, you can be very concise and precise with what you ask of them to do for you. And again, keep in mind that we're going to listen to your podcast as an editor through the ears of a listener. So we're going to take out some of that stuff that detracts and removes their focus from you and your amazing content. So if you're looking for a podcast editor, make sure that you talk through these topics, that you want your podcast to have a naturalistic speech to it, really good flow and cadence, really clear. You want it the intelligibility of your show to be stand out. And you want to make sure that you set the scene. Throw in some of that cool background stuff that make people go, wow, I feel like I'm right there in the moment. And eliminate any distractions that detract your listeners from the content that you're putting out into the world. Your message is important and you don't want anything to detract from that. Your podcast is important. If you want to make a great impact with your show, reach out to Podcast Editing and Support. I'd love to talk to you and connect you with a podcast editor, myself or someone else that I have come across in my path. I'd love to share them with you as well. And if you're a podcast editor and you'd love to come on the show and talk about your editing process and what you do for your clients, come on, go over to podcastedityandsupport.com. Leave me a message. Let's get together in the calendar and have you come on the show and share your vision for podcast editing. And let's lean on your experience. I'd love to hear your story. Thanks for checking out the Podcast Editing and Support Show. We'll talk to you soon. Again, here on Captivate, come check out Captivate.fm. They're amazing. Take care. Hey, thanks for being here for the Podcast Editing and Support Show. Again, if you're looking for support for your podcast editing, head over to TrueMediaSolutions.ca. Would love to talk to you there. Great episodes coming up here on the Podcast Editing and Support Show. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Hey!